The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. Hour two. We go to Super Bowl 57 opening media festivities, otherwise known as Media Day. Media night now. How do you dissect Jeffrey Lurie's quote that Jalen Hurts has, quote, nothing to prove for the Eagles? We parse the words of the Eagles owner. And was the must-win question to Philadelphia coach Nick Sirianni fair or foul? Are we done hearing about Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts' respective injuries? The quarterbacks talking to the media about that. We'll discuss that angle as well right now in hour number two. Here it is. Set in stone, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, hand in hand, as we walk on fire, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and blaringly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the court of public opinion. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we're back at it again this hour, and our lead coming from the Grand Canyon State, and at the scene of Super Bowl 57, the hype machine being cranked up by the NFL overlords as they get everyone all excited. Whee! It's the Super Bowl! Whoop-dee-damn-doo. And that was Super Bowl opening night on Monday, that rebranded from what it used to be called for many, many years, just Media Day. But now they've made it a spectacle where they have tickets and it's in a big arena and very exciting, unless it's not. So the Eagles and Chiefs, their players, got together there at separate times, and they fielded questions from reporters who have traveled from near and far, literally and figuratively, around the globe. And we got a couple of interesting nuggets out of this, most of them on the Philadelphia side of things. If you have not been following because you have a life and this does not move the needle for you, let me get you caught up on this. So the big headline story to come out of this little shindig was from the owner of the Philadelphia football team, Jeffrey Lurie, the longtime executive who's run the Eagles. And he announced to the reporters that the quarterback in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, is, quote, just what we're looking for. He was asked about the prospects of a massive mega contract extension and the contract talks with Jalen Hurts' agent at some particular point in time. But wait, there's more. So just what we're looking for, the opening salvo. But Jeffrey Lurie also continued his stream of consciousness. The Eagles owner said, quote, I don't think he, meaning Jalen Hurts, has anything to prove to be the long-term answer at quarterback, was the reference. So let us discuss. That last part is what we call the money quote. So we need to put that under the microscope, the money quote. So let's discuss the question. How do you dissect Jeffrey Lurie's quote that Jalen Hurts has nothing to prove, right? He says, I don't think he has anything to prove, so nothing to prove for the Eagles. Now, my thoughts on this, I've got yellow flag, stripes, and cows. And we will tie all of these things together, and that will be the runway that we take off on for this Maller monologue. So, A, Jalen Hurts, who has performed much better than we expected. To be fair, we had zero expectations for Jalen Hurts. He has been solid. He is a fringe MVP candidate. He's not going to win the MVP, but he got the job done and then some. So, bravo, bravo for Jalen Hurts. However, that being said, when you put Jeffrey Lurie's quote under analysis and parse the words here, you got to blow the whistle. This is a yellow flag situation, a yellow flag situation. Guilty of a false start penalty, jumping the gun. Now, Jalen Hurts, in the postseason, has been a bum. I'll say it. Nobody else wants to say it. I'll say it. He's been a bum. He hasn't played that many games, and it may turn out that he's great, but he hasn't been great yet in playoffs.
This guy's a bum.
All right. In his pro football career, Jalen Hurts has played 3 playoff games. And if you were to describe his performance, his overall body of work, it is the similar to the performance that you would get from horse manure. Last season, you remember the game against the Buccaneers, wild card weekend, garbage. Blowout city. Hurts got a couple of garbage time touchdowns. I believe it was like 31-0 or something like that, Buccaneers, before the Eagles scored a couple of touchdowns late in that game. This year against the 49ers, saw that game. You wouldn't know it by the final score, but Jalen Hurts was not good either. His big playoff performance, which wasn't all that wonderful in comparison to some other contemporary quarterbacks, but his big performance was against a fraudulent team of the Marshmallows, the New York Giant Marshmallows. But overall, Jalen Hurts in the postseason, 3 games, passer rating below 80. He's averaged less than 6 yards per pass, 3 touchdown passes, 2 touchdown runs, 2 fumbles, and 2 interceptions. And at least where I come from, that's not particularly good. Now, the Eagles are facing a dilemma in that they are of the position they have to pay Jalen Hurts because, listen, the guy put up the MVP type year, the fan base is demanding it. However, that changes very rapidly if Jalen Hurts goes out there on Sunday and poops his pants against Kansas City. So to say that there's nothing left to prove is premature. That's a premature take. And this question, this quagmire about Jalen Hurts in big games goes all the way back to college because his signature moment in college at Alabama, Nick Saban thought so little of this quarterback in the biggest game of the year, he pulled him. There was the national championship game early 2018 at halftime against Georgia, and Alabama was getting shut out in that game. They were down 13-0. Jalen Hurts had completed 3 passes in the first half against the Georgia Bulldogs and was dreadful, and Nick Saban pulled him for Tua Tagovailoa, and Alabama went on to win that game in overtime. So on the big stage, when you look at what he did at Alabama and what he's done in the NFL, the jury is not in on Jalen Hurts being, to quote the owner, a guy with nothing left to prove. I would say he has a lot left to prove. Now, he can shut guys like me up by going out and shoving it down the Chiefs' throats on Super Bowl Sunday. But he hadn't done it yet. You can't assume that that's going to happen based on his body of work in big games at Alabama and what he had done in the NFL three playoff games. All right, now turning the page on that. One of the more entertaining moments, and I was trying to keep track of everything. I was flipping around, watching some basketball, doing some other stuff. But one of the more entertaining moments of this Fugazi Super Bowl media opening night thing happened with Philadelphia's coach, Nick Sirianni. The much talked about Nick Sirianni, he was asked one of the great questions in the lead up to Super Bowl 57. The Eagle coach was asked at the dais whether the Super Bowl against the Chiefs was a, quote, must win, close quote, game for the Eagles. And Sirianni calmly said yes. Now, I want to discuss this because people are freaking out. There's a lot of guys who are just, I can't believe that question was asked. Oh, it's embarrassing. Was the must-win question to Eagle coach Nick Sirianni about the Super Bowl fair or foul? So I've gone to the instant replay, and that is a fair ball. That is a fair ball. Now, I know there's a bunch of hard-o media guys that have a stick shoved up there, you know what, who are up in arms. Oh, it's so embarrassing. No, I disagree. This is the type of question that is absolutely perfect, perfect question for this environment, for that ecosystem. Bravo, I say, right? You're mocking the whole thing. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that, right? The meathead nature, how over the top, serious, so many people take this stuff in the NFL world. And the people take themselves way too seriously. And as the great Jill Sargent in that iconic movie Stripes back in the day, lighten up Francis is the line, which is still relevant today in memes and whatnot. And I like the triviality of it all, right? Just loosen up a little bit. Life is short. Have fun. You know, you want to ask the coach of the Eagles whether the Super Bowl is a must win? No one's harmed by that. There's no need to have a war tribunal. And this is where you're supposed to have the mentally deranged questions, the silly questions, and that's what this event was designed for. And now that Nick Sirianni's on the record, he's got some explaining to do if the Birds go out there and turn foul in Super Bowl 57. Now, flipping the script on that to the Kansas City side, the last word here, it was a rather benign back and forth with the Chiefs media and the players. Patrick Mahomes was kidding around. He was having some fun, saying that his family was more excited about watching Rihanna at halftime than him in the game. Oh, the humor. Mahomes said that he would write a letter of recommendation for Mike Kafka. Why would he write a letter of recommendation for Mike Kafka to be the Cardinals head coach? Because Mike Kafka used to be in Kansas City, and nepotism is the way of the world. The big headline, my big takeaway from the Chiefs and what I saw, was Patrick Mahomes, who gave a very encouraging update on his high ankle sprain, which didn't look all that sprained to me. He said of the ankle, it is great. He stated it is definitely better. You never know exactly until you get out to the game, obviously, he said, but it's definitely in a better position than it was at this time before the last game. So both quarterbacks have a boo-boo. You've got Mahomes, who's got the high ankle sprain. Didn't look like it much against the Bengals. You've got Jalen Hurts, who's got a bum shoulder, dinged up shoulder. So ankle versus shoulder, what is the bigger deal here? Are we done hearing about Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts' respective injuries? Both these guys said they're okay. They both said they're okay. So the question, are we done hearing about the Mahomes ankle and the Hurts shoulder? And I'm shaking my head no on that. The NFL media conglomerate will treat these storylines like cows, cash cows. And once they've been identified, Everyone will be terrified, and these injuries will be glorified. And you need a story? Go to the cash cow. Milk the cash cow. Milk the cash cow. Grab the udders. Balancing hope and fear. You hope your team wins, but you fear your quarterback's hurt. The perfect story. And I will also promise you this. From years and years of watching these Super Bowls, whoever loses, and one of these two is going to be a loser at the end of the Super Bowl, I can guarantee you, with a capital G, that that injury to their quarterback, whether it's the shoulder of Hurts or the ankle of Mahomes, will be magnified, and that will be the fall guy. You got to have a fall guy. That'll be the fall. Right, Jalen Hurts, we'll hear, his shoulder was much worse than reported. It's amazing he played in the game for the Eagles if he goes out and stinks. And Mahomes needs an operation on his ankle. It's so messed up. It's a modern miracle that he was able to even suit up for this game, should they lose. Now, it could also work if they win, that they'll put that over-the-top coverage in there as well. Blah, 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 blah. That's how that goes. All right, how this goes is we take your calls at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller if you'd like to be part of the program. Also available on the Facebook page. We have the show Facebook page. You want to chime in on that? We don't give that out very much, but we have a nice, loyal group of Maller Minion on the Facebook page. You could be part of that. Facebook page is Ben Maller Show if you're on there. And also on the gram, Ben Maller on Fox. We are not on the TikTok. No, no, no. We're not on the TikTok, but we are on Instagram and Facebook. And I did see some people demanding Maller merch. So we might have to get that together. People saying on the Facebook page they want some of that stuff. So maybe we'll put it together. We've been talking to some people about that. We'll see if anything comes of it in the coming days. But we'll take your calls again, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. We will get to all of that. And sometimes retirement goes well. Sometimes retirement doesn't go so well. We'll check in on that. And he's back. Alert the women. He's back. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. He's got his militia and he gives them his sporting news. Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. Big Ben in the air everywhere for you and me.
You can be a one percenter. Studies show that more than 244 million American adults listen to the radio each month, but only 1% actually contribute content. You can join that small fraternity of P1s on The Ben Maller Show. It's painless and simple. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
The Rocket. He was a pitcher for the Yankees.
Rocket is a male.
More wonderful answers just like that coming up next hour with a game we play called Maller's Mountain of Money. You never know what those wacky callers are going to say. And now live from the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Oh, the music ran out, Eddie. You
That's the music's fault.
You did not hit the post. It's a bad job by you. And try not to cheat today, Eddie, please. Can we have a clean game for once? I know you like to cheat at these
That's
games.
Very
Can we
funny.
Please have a clean game?
You are
no
a hilarious man.
No dog whistles to Justin in Cincinnati. Yeah. Try not to have a degenerate like Jed play or Angry Bill.
It's very funny.
These guys. A lot of people excited about this Maller merchandise. Yefimi says, call me a rube because I'll be buying the official Maller merch. Daniel says, I will come up with a logo if I get freebies. So he's already trying to connive free stuff.
Is this like that Eli Manning merchandise?
The Eli Manning? What are you?
The game worn stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't really worn.
No.
Probably. This would be like, Ben's fraudulent about most things.
No, not at all. No, I was even thinking of some spinoff shirts. I mean, you guys would have to sign some kind of legal contract to, so I could make an Eddie theme shirt with you as a cheater on there. I could have cooking with Roberto. I could have you with like a chef's hat on in the kitchen there. The Coop Scoop on entertainment, like laying on the Hollywood sign. I've got big plans. Like big plans. Of course, none of this will probably happen, but I have been talking to people that they reached out to me. They're like, hey, I make t-shirts or hats or whatever. And
right after you write that book, that tell-all book.
Well, I'm working on that too, Eddie. I'm working on that.
We're working on it for a while.
I've got a guy that listens to the show, Eddie, and he's been pitching it. But unfortunately, the publishers are not biting. The fish are not biting it. They don't want that book. I don't know how. Does anyone know a publisher that will take the book? I know an amazing book. Oh my God, that'll be such a great book. I'll tell stories that have never been told before. But I need somebody to pay to write the book. That's the problem. Ferg Dog writes in on the Maller monologue, which was mostly about Jalen Hurts. He says the players with the most to prove are the Kelce brothers. Every mom has a favorite. And winning the Super Bowl would go a long way to becoming mama's number one boy. Well, right now they're even. And Travis Kelce's younger, so he's going to play longer. So even if the Eagles were to beat the Chiefs, Travis Kelce's got more time in the game, if you know what I'm saying. All right, we'll take some calls. It is a call-in show at 877-99 on Fox. That is the number, 877-99. 800-996-6369. And let's say hello to Sir Scratchoff, who's in Arkansas. Hello, Sir Scratchoff. Welcome.
Hey, man, we got a fella out there, man. Listen to you tonight at a college. He told me about it Sunday, and I told him, I said, man, I've been listening to that show for a long time. His name is Seth McMasters, and that McMasters name is a big name because after I got done talking, picking on him, I got his dad and his dad in a circle with a bunch of guys talking sports.
Who?
His dad played for a minor league for the Astros. So I couldn't do the old Ben Maller Astro thing in church because he already wanted to take me up to the altar because I kept trashing the Astros in church. Shut up, Berto. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny because his dad was picking on me about hating the Astros. I said, man, I'm going to tell you right now, they cheated, it don't matter what it was.
Listen,
you know?
Who doesn't love a good church story from Sir Scratchoff? Breaking it. Well, I like that you're talking about the show in church. Shouldn't you be focused on other things in church other than the show?
Your focus helped me out because, you know, I was talking about my three-year attendance, perfect attendance being back for my rec. So
well,
I got a call
bragging.
From Golden State,
yeah,
and they want me to play basketball because I told them I'd take half of old Steph Curry's money because he got hurt. Trying to put a fence up around his house because he's been keeping all the bums out.
What?
So, I saw that. Yeah, Steph Curry.
Isn't that crazy, Ben?
That's not a good look, bro. You're the king of the woke there. Yeah, Steph Curry was campaigning to keep the bums out of his neighborhood. But he spends a lot of time supporting everybody. But I guess he doesn't want them living in his backyard. It's amazing how
that
works.
That Tommy girl talks about him all the time. And boy, she was trashing him good. And she comes up some good points.
Who?
But anyway, Ben, about this Brady thing.
Yes.
When do you ever just say no and go home to your kids? You know, I got a boy turning 30 in October, a girl turning 21. I wish I had some time back with them because me driving all these years. But it's time sometimes just to go home and spend time with your kids, you know?
Well, you don't say that until you're your age, though. Brady's around the age when that happens. When you're actually out, when you're working your 20s and 30s, you're like, I got to spend more time with my kids. But usually when you get to like 40, 45, 50, something like that, you're like, oh, crap. The clock is a ticking. I gotta make up for lost time. That's usually how that's just the way life works, Sir Scratchoff.
I got you. But anyway, man, they're going to, my last thing, and I'll get out of here, man, and let Burrow do what he does best. But I think, you know, this Super Bowl coming up Sunday, the only thing missing out is Johnny Cash, one piece at a time, because Hurts needs one touchdown at a time, and Johnny Cash got that car put together, and he's going to put a Super Bowl together. As long as he don't get hurt like Purdy did, we'll be in good shape.
Okay. There goes the dynamite. Kaboom.
Where's caller, Lee? Where's caller?
That's your vote? You think he wins the Benny going away, Sir Scratchoff?
Yes.
Worst call of the year?
I'll never get that time back.
What about Marcel, though? People,
Marcel's great.
Do not like Marcel. They're very upset with Marcel. This Wheel of Fun, this Marcel's Wheel of Fun, which is not the official name of it, great idea. And that, because food picks, we've done that a long time, and occasionally we'll still do food picks. But Marcel's Wheel of Fun, oh, it's going to be great.
I'm still pushing for him to replace Cowboy, although Cowboy may not actually be retiring. Yeah. That's the one little fly in the ointment there.
Cowboy's been talking about retirement in the past. I believe it was 4 years ago he said he was going to retire, and he unretired. He says again he's going to retire in early March, that in about a month, that's it. He's done. He's leaving the show. Longest caller we've had at Fox Sports Radio is going to hang up the phone and leave the show. We'll find out whether that happens or not later on.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I saw this story, and I had to mention it because of the back-to-back weasel words in this one. But according to an ESPN report, the Baltimore Ravens and quarterback Lamar Jackson could possibly be $100 million apart in contract talks over how much guaranteed money should be in the deal. It could possibly be. Could possibly.
I saw that. Here's the thing on that, though.
And we then mentioned could this possibly a while ago, but anyway.
But Lamar Jackson, if he, you can ask whatever you want. I mean, they don't have to give it to you. You can ask for the moon. Fine, whatever. But if he wants $100 million more, then he does really want more than Deshaun Watson got, the creepster quarterback of the Browns.
I'm sure he wants it. I mean, I want it too, but it doesn't mean you're going to get it.
But I'm saying the problem is, let's say the Ravens give the franchise tag and Lamar's going to try to make life miserable on the Ravens and force them to trade him, because that's what you do if you don't want to play in Baltimore anymore. You're like, I'm not going to show up, and I'd really like to play in Atlanta. I grew up a fan of Michael Vick or whatever. I want to play for the Falcons. Whatever you have to say, or I want to go play for the Dolphins because I am from Florida, whatever. So, but then if you get traded, the team's going to be like, well, we're going to give up two first-round picks and then have to give you all the money. What are we doing here? So, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through the overnight. We'll take more of these amazing phone calls. We also have coming up in a bit Maller to the Third Degree as well, as we swashbuckle our way through the nighttime hours here in this portion of the show. Super Week on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit chok.com to kick off your subscription today. That's choq.com. Subscribe today. Remember a couple years back, there was a player for the Buffalo Bills who announced at halftime, "That's it. I'm out of here. Turn out the lights. The party's over. See you later, losers." You remember that story? It was a great story. It was, who does that? Well, the person that did it was Vontae Davis, defensive back. He just quit. He just left. Left the stadium at halftime. "I don't want to play with you anymore. I'm done." Well, that's not the end of the Vontae Davis story. The former NFL defensive back popped up on our radar again in the police blotter over the weekend. You see, Vontae Davis was arrested, suspected of driving under the influence. He was arrested in Florida, held on $500 bond in Broward County, the sheriff's department there, and he was arrested by the highway patrol for DUI, alcohol, or drugs. It's his first offense. TMZ has the video, and in the video, you can see Vontae Davis, he's handcuffed, and the highway patrol officer is questioning Vontae Davis and points out that he almost killed someone. You see, he was driving drunk, and he hit a car that was on the side of the road, and the guy's whose truck it was standing on the other side. It could have easily crushed the guy and killed him. It didn't. So that's the good news, and that means Vontae Davis will pay a lot of money, and he'll be back doing his thing. But he's the guy that was in Buffalo, and his last game, he left the team at halftime, and that's it. He never came back to the NFL, and he's living the retirement life in Miami, and it appears he's enjoying the nightlife there in Miami. So that is a messed up situation. Let's go to the phones right now, and who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Hollerin' James, who's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollerin' James.
Hey, Ben. How do you feel?
Well, I'm glad you asked how I'm feeling. So, I got a lot of things going on. You know, I'm getting ready for the show. There's some things coming up later in the week that I'm looking forward to. I'll be fasting. I got Fred Dreyer coming in tomorrow, so I got to make sure that we clean up all the trash in the studio and all that. So then I got to—I don't know if I have anything else to do around the house here. I don't know that I have much else to do. Thanks for asking, Holler. It's very kind of you to ask how I feel. I never get asked that question.
You never get asked the question. Well, no. Holler is full of surprises. Just like that Vikings team. They got 5 free agents.
I know. You're obsessed with this. You know. Here's the amazing thing. This is going to blow you away, Holler and James. Every team has probably 5 or more free agents. That's just how it works. And then you add, they have these things called other free agents who you can sign, and they have these other things called draft picks, and you can get them also. It's an amazing concept.
But we don't even have a quarterback yet. We can't go with Cousins. We got.
Are you calling right now, James, for the release of Kirk Cousins?
I'm calling right now for the release of Kirk Cousins.
Tweet that out, Coop. Number one Viking fan, Hollering James, throwing in the sponge, giving up on Kirk Cousins. That's it. It's over.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Jay Glazer will be reporting that. Schefter will be reporting that later on when the sun rises. Hollering James, a source close to the Minnesota Vikings. Who has more love for the Vikings than Hollering James? And he is reporting it is time to go to divorce court for Kirk Cousins. And who would you like to see as the new Viking quarterback?
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Tweet that out, Coop. Colin Kaepernick. Coming back, I did not see that coming from you, James. So Colin Kaepernick, who's been out of the NFL for like 6 years, is going to come back and play for the Minnesota Vikings.
He would resurrect the career of the Minnesota Vikings offensive line only if they provide him with some decent linemen that can block.
I do not understand why they have a Mensa as the GM of the Vikings and not you, because you are the real Mensa, Hollering James. You know more. You're omnipresent. You know all about football. You should be running the Vikings.
I should be coordinator of the offensive line because I'm a big fat guy with a big mouth.
Yeah, you could coach the offensive line. And who would you like to see coach the Vikings?
Wayne Fonts.
You would like to see Wayne Fonts. Oh, that's a great name. I've not heard that name in a while. Wayne Fonts, former Lions coach, can come back if he's still alive. And Wayne Fonts can come back and he can be the coach. That's a great idea. Amazing. All right. Thank you for that. I'm so glad we took that phone call. Hang up on you now. Hollering James, that's a hot take artist right there. You know who's back on social media? Alert all the women. Deshaun Watson, the creepy quarterback. He's back. Yeah, that's right, boys and girls. Deshaun Watson popping up on TikTok. And several of you who are on TikTok, I'm not, sent me the video. That's how I saw this. And people are freaking out. Oh, what does this mean here? I don't. This is a viral video on TikTok, which doctors the view counts. Who knows if anybody actually saw this? Maybe I'm breaking the news. Nobody saw it at all, but they always mess around with the numbers of views. But in the video, which allegedly went viral, the creepy quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is sipping liquor. He appears to be at a nice restaurant or bar. He's listening to music. He's relaxing. And the caption reads, "When you know 2023 about to be a movie." And so people are very excited about that. Of course, it might be a horror movie. It does not have to be a Disney movie. It could be a horror movie. I'm just saying it could be a horror movie. All right, we have Maller to the third degree. That is warming up right now in the bullpen. This portion of the Ben Maller Show, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Time now for the instant trivia. So Kyrie Irving, who promotes anti-Semitism, is an all-star this year, an all-star starter, traded from the Nets to the Mavericks. You probably knew about that. Blank is the last player that was selected as an all-star starter who went on to play for another team the season they were selected as an all-star starter. So Kyrie Irving, all-star starter in the NBA. Blank, the last player that had been selected to an all-star game as a starter who was traded that same season. That's the instant trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There is a widespread problem of boring sports talk. The Ben Maller Show offers a solution under the cover of darkness. We are 25% more effective at delivering zany hot takes than our competitors. We'd love for you to help grow the audience with a personal endorsement. Simply mention our show and tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are growing the Maller Militia one new member at a time. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Kyrie Irving, all-star, starter, traded from Brooklyn to Dallas. Blank, the last player who was selected as an all-star starter who went on to play for another team that season. That is the question. What is the answer? And a programming note for ratings purposes. Ferg Dog told me to do this. Ferg Dog said, you know, for ratings purposes, you should move that Maller to the third degree to next hour. I said, you know what, Fergie? That's a great idea. And so we're going to do that. So we're going to time shift Maller to the third degree to next hour for ratings purposes. I hope you understand. But Kyrie Irving, all-star starter, traded from the Nets to the Mavericks. Blank, the last player that had been selected as an all-star starter who would go on and be playing for another team the year they were named an all-star starter. So that is the question. What is the answer? Let's see if anybody in the Maller Militia knows the answer. And we'll go page down here. A Cowboy Killer says it has to be Big Shot Bob, Robert Horry. That's the answer. Who else do we have? George Brett, guessed by Mr. Nice Guy. The Icon Sting from Rob in Vegas. Judd Bushler from Sean in Portland. Hedo Turkaloo from Late Night Drug Tester. Page down. Spencer Dinwiddie, guessed by Ferg Dog. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fans, going with Jason Kidd as his answer. Yarmer Yager from Alf, the Alien Opiner, still playing hockey somewhere in a land far, far away from us. Milkman Mike in Colorado got it right. Bad job by him. Former Cyclones and Bulls coach Tim Floyd, guessed by our pal Shane in Des Moines. Calligan Tim says, Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, show me your lightning bolt from Baja to the Canadian Rockies. Tom Borwinkle, guessed by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Marcy Darcy from Benito, the Cowboy fan. George Murison, Big George, from Sean in the Valley of the Sun. Justin in Cincinnati is going with Transgender Dave is his answer. Well, I think that's what Transgender Dave looks like in that video vignette that you showed there. I don't know for sure, though. Who else? We have JD in KC, who's eating the Ben Maller chicken fingers there in Kansas City, going with the greatest Bills quarterback of all time, Jim Kelly, is his answer. Muggsy Bogues from the Grill Sergeant. Who else do we have? Page down. Ozzy Osbourne, guessed by Surly Scott. Eddie, do you have an answer? It is not the roast that the wife of the American therapist just made right now, the slow-cooked roast. Yeah,
that was a good answer, though. Let's go with former Indiana Pacers All-Star Danny Granger.
Danny Granger. Is it Granger for the win? No. The correct answer. You got to be more mellow, Eddie. Carmelo Anthony, way back in 2010, 2011. Mellow!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.